Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight bet prices were July corn up 10.5 cents at 767.5, July wheat up 6 cents at 1077, and July beans up 19 cents at 1714.5. Obviously, weather is center stage here. It looks like starting over the weekend, we're going to have 2 weeks of hot, dry weather, 90s. For much of the country, the Southwest even hotter. It's going to be 105 in Texas over the weekend. So certainly some hot temps out there, but nothing we haven't seen before. The question is, how long does it last? The bulls want to think this is the beginning of La Nina. The bears think it's an opportunity to get some heat onto these crops and to see some sunshine and get some good growth out here. You know, if we go beyond 2 weeks, then I think La Nina may be rearing its head if it's just a two-week deal. But again, these things are likely to change. Yesterday morning, we had the same kind of forecast. By the noon forecast, they had backed it off and moved it farther east. Now it's back in again. So, you know, these forecasts are going to keep changing, as we've seen so many times in the past. The Russian and Turkey talks didn't have Ukraine at the table. So, you know, what difference does it make, really? Russians aren't going to do anything unless sanctions are lifted. That's not going to happen. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any real export corridors opened anytime soon. It looks like the Brazilian crops, the corn crop and the bean crop are larger than expected. China did buy 3 cargoes of beans out of Brazil for July and August delivery. Looking ahead to Friday's supply and demand report, the average guess shows a soybean carryout at about 218 million metric tons. That's on the tight side. 307 for new crop. For old crop corn, 1437 down just a touch. And new crop, 1340 down just a touch. So a little bit tighter situations out here. But I think the main input was going to be the weather. Obviously, if we do get hot and dry weather, these numbers are going to continue to move smaller. And that'll be a problem for this market. The outside markets, crude oil made a new contract high here today. July beans made a new contract high. They took out the 49.5 high, got up to 54. If we do close the July beans over 1250, I would have to say that's a positive close out here and could indicate, you know, significantly higher prices are coming out here. We know that on both sides of the East and West Coast, if you're looking to buy corn for dairy animals, it's pretty tight out there, less so in the Midwest, but there is some tightness out there. Corn basis remains very strong. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.